Just one interesting thing. So the pasuk that we just mentioned was a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and we did a massive drasha, right? The Ishtai HaYehudia means Basia, because she was kofa by the Zohar. That's why she's called Yehudia. Yalda, she gave birth. She really gave birth. She raised. It's Keilu Yalda as Yered. Who's Yered? Moshe. Avi Gedar. Avi usually means father. No, Av B'chachma. Gedar is also Moshe. Bas Pyre marries Mered. Who's Mered? It's really Kalev. Right, you talk about a drasha. I mean, it sounds like we're saying something very innocent, just a bunch of names. And really, everything is a drasha. But the Gemara began. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Kavi posach b'divrei ayyamim amar hachi, kol dvarecho echad heim, v'anu yardon l'drasha. The Torah says something called drush. There's something called pshat, remes, soid, and drush. And I'm all daf b'darshan and a posach al derech drush. But the truth is, there's more to this story. And that is a Medrash Rabbah. It's in Vayikra, it's Parsha Aleph Gimel. Rab Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'Rab Chama avud Rabbi Yishai b'shem Rab Mori Amri. One line. Lo nitein divrei hayomim elo lidarish. Divrei hayomim was given lidarish. Meaning, the reason we can make a drasha like this is because it's divrei hayomim. And lo nitein divrei hayomim elo lidarish. And by the way, the Medrash brings a makar to this, and you know what the makar is? V'ishtoi ha-yehudiyah, yolda es yered abigudar v'gaymer. But that one line, lo nitein divrei hayamim elo lidarish, you're right, if this was a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, we probably wouldn't darshan it this way. But because it's divrei hayamim, and divrei hayamim was given lidarish, that's why we're darshaning it in this way.